So there's something different about the sixth parak in Pirkei Avos, namely that it's really not part of the original five. The sixth parak is different, that it's not Mishnayos. The first five parakim of Pirkei Avos are all Mishnayos. The sixth parak is really a connection from Ma'amorim, from the Gemara, of Tanoim, Amaroim. They put together and they added it to Pirkei Avos because it talks about the greatness and the Milos HaTorah. Which is the whole point, you know, the way the Mephoshim learned, the whole point of having the Midos Tov is in order to be Mekabel the Torah. So that's why after we get through all the good Midos, that has this whole Perek Vav, in Pirkei Avos is really all about them. So just to highlight one or two things before we go in depth, if you look at the beginning, if you see it says on the screen, Shanu Chachamim Bilashin Mishnah. So if we're in the classroom, I'd say, raise your hand. What does Shanu Chachamim mean? It's in Lashon Kodesh. But if I had to put Shanu Chachamim into Aramaic, which is the Lashon of the Gemara, become Tana Rabbanan. Right? The Shin and the Tav are interchanged, so it's Tana Rabbanan. That's the idea that because of this Chashivus of this Perek, it was kept, even though it's like Mishnah, it's still kept in the Lashon Kodesh. So the Chassid Yaivitz says like this, Lefikach kov limid perek zeh b'Shabbos kodemus l'chag matan Torah. This always is the last Shabbos before matan Torah. It's not always b'midbar. It's mostly b'midbar. Some, it could be Naso theoretically, but the Shabbos in Pirkei Avos, the 6 weeks, is always six Shabbos. And so it was an echo if anyone hear that. That's before that. Why says the Chassid Yaivitz kedei le'oyer adam liknos es godel milus limid haTorah b'zman zeh shu mesugel yoyser le'limid the Kinyan HaTorah. And that's why this parak is called Kinyan HaTorah. So we'll go through. I'm going to go through the whole thing. I want to just focus on one specific point in the Mishnah. But it says like this. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Oisik B'Torah Lishma. Anybody who learns Torah Lishma. Now, there's the famous introduction of the Egle Tal, where he says, most people have a misunderstanding of what it means to learn Torah Lishma. We would think Torah Lishma means that no ulterior motives. Not some people will think I'm a big Talmud Chacham. Not some people will give me kavod. None of that. I'm just learning Torah because there's a mitzvah of learning Torah Lishma. That's what, like, L'Shem Hashem, right? L'Shem Lishma is L'Shem Hashem. That's the way I'm just doing pure motivations. No ulterior motives. Nothing else like that. Comes along the Avnei Nezer, Hakdama, he says, Torah Lishma means when you get an enjoyment, geschmack, out of learning. When you enjoy the act of learning Torah, that's called Torah Lishma. Rabbi Azariah Berzin Shlita once related a story that happened with Rav Soloveitchik, that I think it was his father, Olav Hashalom, was one who went to the Rav's Shir in the city, and he told the Rav afterwards, he says, you know, I feel guilty that, you know, this is the most enjoyable evening I could have. I'm not to go out to a fancy restaurant, not to go to an opera or what have you, but to come and hear the Rav Shir, this is the biggest, I get the most hanada coming to this. He says, I feel guilty. I think the Rav said, no, you shouldn't feel guilty. That's Torah Lishma, according to this definition, when you get a pure enjoyment out of it. Good. So anybody who learns Torah Lishma, says the Mishnah, Zoich Devarim Harbe, is Zoich to many, many things. Velo Od, and not only that, which, for a different time, we can discuss. The Mishnah doesn't tell us what these things are that you're Zoicha to. It just says, not only that, but I'll tell you things that you will are revealed as to what you're Zoicha to. It's not a secret. El Shekol Ha'olam Kulo Kedai Hulo. The whole world is Kedai. It's worthwhile for such a person. Nikro Rea. He's called a friend. He's called Ahuv. Ohev Esamakum. Ohev Esabrios. Misameach Esamakum. Misameach Esabrios. So we go through the whole list. And you see there's many, many things with the Milos HaTorah. But what I want to share with you now is, as we've been doing each week, is from the Sefer. One second, I'll pull this up. I can figure out how to do that again. One second, where I lost it. Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. There's more buttons. There we go. Can you see the, it says, Kolam Kuluk Kedai Hulo? That's on your screen now? Yeah? Okay. So this is from the Lev Aaron. So he writes, Yesh Lomar, Bahat in Kushis and Mefurshin. There's a famous question they ask. Actually, I heard this, Simon quoted this just last week in his weekly Parsha Shmuz. This famous question. Abimash Omer Chazal, the entire Beel Yahu, Sheyakov Esav Chelku B'Shnei Olamos. So Yaakov and Esav divided up the whole world. Esav natal chelka ba'olam hazeh, the Yaakov natal chelka olam haba. That's what it says. They divided up. So everything in this world, olam hazeh, that belongs to Esav. Okay? In Cain, so the question is, heich matzin azir Yaakov es yadeini v'ragleini lehanas mituv ha'olam hazeh. How could we enjoy anything in this world? How could we enjoy an opera, a steak dinner? How could we do anything that has to do with olam hazeh? Ha, kulo gozel, we're stealing. Biyadenu mechelko she'esav. Right, that's the based on this Tana of Eliyahu, that Esav really is the Baal HaBos in this whole world. It belongs to him. That's the deal. So how could you and I get any, what right do we have to enjoy a chont, to say, to have a l'chaim, to have any sort of physical pleasure in olam hazeh? That's the world famous, many, many answers, but we'll see how the Lev Aaron works this out. V'tiritz b'yoshev oholim al pimad ha'omrim b'gimara, Sanhedrin daf chav, kol ha'omrim b'parshas melech, melech mutar bo. So actually, in the second chapter of Sanhedrin is talking about the dinim of the Kohen Gadol, of the Melech, of people who have like these, you know, extrajudicial rights, I guess that would be the term for it. So Kosev, it says, Zeye mishpat melech asher yimloch aleichem saduseichem yikach v'nosen lavodav. The king can take your fields and give them to his workers, his servants. This is when Shmuel's giving muster to the people and they're saying, we want a king. He says, no, it's going to be miserable with them. He can take whatever he wants from whoever he wants to and give it to whoever he wants to. That's the power of a king. I think I heard it from Rabbi Menachem Liebtag, a very nice vort. He says, you learn Sefer Shoftim, and that's the greatest proof why you should have a melech. And then you learn Sefer Malachim, and you see that the worst thing happened when the Klal Yisrael had Malachim. Okay, but for a different time. So anyway, Shmuel's giving Moser, don't take a melech. Lachain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, melech ha'olam, bedin hu mafkia mechelko shel Esav, and also levene Yaakov avadav. So if the king can take from who he wants and give it to whoever he wants to, his avadim, so too Hashem. Hashem can take it from Esav and give it to his servants, who's Klal Yisrael. Ach kosu ha'tosvos, the Tosvos writes, this halacha only applies when you have one melech for all the Klal Yisrael. We know the terrible split, Yeravim ben Novot from Shevet Ephraim. Im Kain, says Lev Aaron, mash anu nehanim mituv olam hazeh, from the fact that we do enjoy gashmius in this world, hu bezechus ha'amuna mash anu ma'aminim shakodesh baruch hu echad yochid miyuchad b'malchuso. It's because we believe that Hashem is the only Melech. And in that zechus of our emunah in Hashem, He's the only King, that's when this din can apply. Al-Kain, hu mafkia mechelka she'esav and osam lanu. That's why He could take it from Esav and give it to us. So that's a beautiful answer to the original question that we started. But we have to start thinking about that. If we want to really be enjoying this world, and we want to eat that cheesecake on Shavuos, habo alein letova, well, then we have to remind ourselves of our emunah in Hashem. And the only reason we're allowed to take from this world is because we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he writes here, Echad Yochid Miyuchad B'malchuso, that Hashem Melech, that idea of He's the only one. That's an important yisod to be mechazik ourselves. He continues, V'hine kasa b'noam agadim b'shem aviv zal, verse apostolic, lo ye lecho Elohim achem al panai. Don't have any other gods, right, from the Seres Adibros, Hastafila o mitzvah. A little bigger. This is warning not to have any other thoughts when we're davening or when we're doing a mitzvah. Right? We said to do things for someone else, for other people to say about us. Hareze ki koina adam la'atzmo. That's like acquiring another master over yourself. Shu oive la adam ze, shu oise mispala le machshava kde shiira es avodoso. Vezehu amru lo yelacha elohim acher mapan. I don't have any other gods. I knew this means kishu oime negen hashchina b'shas tefila u'mitzvah, that we shouldn't have any other machshavas when we're davening, doing this purely for Hashem. Brings it also to the derech pikudecha from the Bnei Yisrael as a sefer on the mitzvos. V'zeh kol ha'osek b'tor lishma. Now it brings it back and connects it to the Mishnah that we're learning. Actually, it's the Braisa we're learning, because we're done with the Mishnayos. Now we're in Perek Kinyan HaTorah. Hainu, im mechavim b'chol ma'asav l'shem shemayim bilti l'Hashem levado, that everything should be only for Hashem's sake. Not we're doing this to glorify ourselves in front of others, to be a show off. We only have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our master. Now a new pshat, what it means, the whole world is kedai for him. The whole world is his. Shemutr lahanas mitov ha'olam hazeh. That's what it means. A beautiful new understanding that we're allowed to enjoy this world. We're not stealing anymore because we've oriented our priorities in the correct way to understand that we're doing this for Hashem. Since it's firmly established in a person's heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Yachid Miyuchad, he's the only one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bedin Hu Oseh Mafkia Nechosim Esav V'Nos Navadav B'nei Yisrael. So that's what it means. Anybody who learns Torah, Zoich L'Devarim Harbe, V'lo'od El Shekol Kulo Kedai Hulo. So let's go to the next part of the Mishnah. It says, Nikra Rea. He's called a friend, beloved. I'll throw it out there, something to think about, where the word Rea is actually used in Tanakh. You'll be very shocked to find where the word Rea is used, but again, not for now, just whetting your appetite a little bit. Here we go. Continues the Levaron. The Eishloimar al pima shekosa b'tfer Shlomo. Parshas Yisro. Hikshe Rishonu al mitzvah avas Hashem. They ask a question. We talk about the mitzvah of loving Hashem. Hech shayich litzavas al zeh. How can you be commanded to love Hashem? Halo avahi davar hatuli b'leiv v'lo tova b'hechrach. In other words, if this is an emotional thing, you're commanding my emotions. If you tell me it's a physical act to do, put up a mezuzah, shkoyach. I'll take my hammer and nails and I'll put up a mezuzah. You tell me to put on tefillin, good. Bench lulav, yeah. Blow shofar, yeah. But how can you, how is it shayach for the Torah to command something that touches upon the innermost, you know, recesses of your heart? You have to love God. V'chol shelo yargish dov v'sh'iva bo ha'cheshek ein ha'oiv afim yechruchu b'mitzvah z'melech. In other words, let's say deep down I don't feel like that. I'll take a silly example. You must love chocolate ice cream. Okay, the king told me I gotta love chocolate ice cream, but between me and you, I like vanilla. Like, how does that go? How can you have a mitzvah to love something? All right, the king said, okay, shkoyach, I'll do it. I'll eat all the chocolate ice cream I can get. Like, but I'm not there. I don't love. Ach, Ksiva says, Ve'ahavti eschem, Amar Hashem. Pasuk Malachi says, I've loved you. V'chein anu oimrim kodem kriyashma, ahavas olam ahavtonu. With an eternal, everlasting love you've had for us. Ki aide hatorah v'mitzvah shel bnei Yisrael kiviyachol misnotzei to mashpia or kivoido v'nitzotzei ava bekerav levav. Through doing the Torah and the mitzvahs, these sparks come in, of love come into our heart. Me'atzmius or hanishpa heim shavim la'avaso yizborach kimayim ponim oponim. Literally, like the pasuk says, like water reflects the face of a person. So if I'm looking in and I'm smiling, well, the mirror reflects a smile. And so too, if you smile towards someone, like the natural reaction is just to smile back at you. You can even tell, someone starts a conversation with you and it started off in a warm way, you naturally feel that same, you reciprocate to them. That means mayim paim ponim oponim. So here now, if you think about it, Hashem is telling us beforehand how much He loves us. This isn't just me and another human being. This is me and Hashem. When Hashem shows the love to us, without a doubt, Yoshua, that's going to engender and respond with love for Hashem. Therefore, anu oimrim kodem kriyashma haboicher ba'am Yisrael bi ahava. Hashem, you chose us, but you chose us with love. Before we can say Shema, before we can say the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael, we're told how much Hashem loves us. And by hearing that and thinking about that, well, that's just going to cause us to love Hashem. He loves you. He caused to shine your heart. Love. V'chein. Ro nosh is oru b'kirbecha. Ha'or HaKadosh Hazeh, B'tokfo La'avas Oso. That's what brings the love to us. And now it connects us back to what we're talking about, the learning Torah Lishma. V'zehu kavanas divrei ha-mishnah. This is what the Braisa, the Mishnah, means. K'sha'osik b'torah nikra rea ahuv. You're called a beloved friend. Hayin shakarish baruch hu mazriach ba'osos ava. He shows these signs of love. Harehu ahuv lefanav yizborach. We become beloved to Hashem. U'mikoach zehu ohev es ha-makom. Because we're beloved, we respond by loving Hashem. Ki kemayim b'ayim upon him is or b'kir ro'avas Hashem yizborach. That brings us to this place of loving Hashem and of connecting to Hashem. So what a wonderful thought to take us into the love, the ufruf. Reb Moshe Wolfson points out that this is, for every single Jew, is our ufruf. The ufruf is the Shabbos, right before the wedding. We're getting married. Shavuos is the Chosn and Kala, Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming together, Keviyachol, Kofalim Har Kegigis, He holds the mountain over head like a chuppah, because we're getting married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, reminding how much Hashem has a love for us that responds and inspires us to act upon that love. Yitzchak Kohen likes to quote very much the way one demonstrates their avas Hashem is through the act of limud haTorah. So we should mechazik ourselves in our shiurim, in our chavrusas, in our personal limudim, and in that zechus we should zoich this year to have a complete Kabbalah Satorah Chag HaShavuos.